Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Welcome to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show. Listen every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on News Talk 1340 WSOY for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun, interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutraceutical educators in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now, here's Mike King. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have Danny Curtin. He's the vice president of Arthur Andrew Medical. And Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself. You got some titles to go behind that name too.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing just great.
Yeah, so I am the vice president of this great company, Arthur Andrew Medical. I worked my way up over the last 10 years. I'd started in sales, and I have a certification in many different personal training methods. I have a BS in health and exercise science and nutrition.
Wow.
And wow. I've just been in the alternative healthcare natural field. We're going on, man, almost 20 years now.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I know Merryman's been around for 40. That's why I'm bald and gray. But and
yeah,
I totally love what I do.
I got that thinning gray going on too now.
Wow. Yeah, but there's supposedly supplements. I've heard copper, zinc, of course, biotin. There's some things about it. But, you know, I don't sweat it anymore. I just cut my hair really short and just live with what God's given me, and I go from there. Hey, today we're going to be talking about Cintal, AMD, and tell us a little bit about what that basically, it's a combination of probiotics, prebiotics, and enzymes that were developed for a gentle yeast cleanse, a gentle candida yeast cleanse. So let's kind of drill down on that a little bit. Let's talk about the name. What does Cintal AMD, what does the name mean? Where did that come from?
Well, Cintal, it came from the fact that it's a synbiotic.
Okay.
And you went over it just a second ago, we combine probiotics and prebiotics. So essentially good bacteria with food for them to proliferate.
Okay.
Whenever you combine those ingredients together, it's known as a symbiotic.
So they work together. Symbiosis from biology means, you know, working together and kind of almost there's a synergist there too. Synergist and symbiosis.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we talked about it earlier, the tall coming from control, I believe.
Okay.
Could be wrong on that.
Okay.
But anyhow, we've got this synergistic product. You can take control of your digestive function and get rid of candida yeast. And we have even more symbiosis because we also add in that yeast cleanse, which creates the gentle part of the cleanse, which we'll get into in just a moment.
Okay, yeah, that would be maybe what we would call the systemic enzyme or digestive enzyme portion. Is that
correct?
The cleanse? Okay. All right, well, let's start out. This is kind of a triple whammy here for the poor candida. Now, what are I think our customers are real familiar and our listeners are familiar with candida. It can be very uncomfortable. And what are some of the symptoms that they should be looking for? I know chronic fatigue is a big one, sometimes itchy skin. What are some of the other things that they should be looking for?
Well, you can start with the inside out. So right away, people with candida are most definitely going to have far more food sensitivities than somebody without a candida overgrowth.
Okay.
They might be far more sensitive to wheat, gluten, dairy, all the different types of foods that bother some people. They're going to have some severe reactions to. And they're going to have disrupted digestion just all the time. So more like an IBS type feeling where some days they feel great, other days they ate the same thing and they don't know what the heck is going on.
So there's gas and bloating and
all that stuff.
All that fun stuff, yeah. Ooh, yuck.
But then now when you start talking about stuff you see on the outside, well, what's bad about yeast, the reason it creates such a problem is it allows toxins to leak out of the digestive system.
The leaky gut, then?
Leaky gut, correct.
Okay.
Candida grows roots, and it will actually, it'll permeate the digestive lining. So the intestinal lining has microscopic holes in it because the candida yeast actually grew roots.
Okay, that's kind of like the E. coli. I know for bladder infections, they have what we call fibrils that get into the basically the bladder lining, the endothelial lining, that outer surface, and it gets deep in there, and they kind of have to be uprooted. And again, a lot of times enzymes and some novel things like Coleus forscoli can be used for that.
But exactly. So okay. It's very similar. Yeast has what we call rhizoids.
Okay.
And literally, if you can picture a plant growing in your digestive system, that's what's going on.
Wow.
And that creates those holes. And then, so now I literally have undigested bread and maybe chicken and vegetables and all sorts of stuff that should be traveling down the digestive tract and being further digested. Instead, now it's end up in my bloodstream.
Okay. So that's really bad, because then you're going to be developing allergies, because those are, your body's going to say, ooh, antigens, which are generally proteins, but okay, foreign substance,
exactly.
I need to, you know, develop an antibody for that. And then each time that antigen comes around, you get a worse reaction, and it can get really severe. Now, real quickly, I want to jump off this just a little bit. Now, women a lot of times are more prone to getting like a vaginal yeast infection. Is this going to be effective for that too? Because I know a lot of the bacteria do what we call a walkabout. You know, you can get something in your lungs, your urogenital, your digestive, respiratory, you know, that kind of thing. Is this similar?
Yes.
Awesome.
This product will definitely help you with any type of fungal issue. So whether it's a vaginal yeast infection, what we're familiar with, or simple things like athlete's foot or some type of fungal
infection. Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, I was kind of thinking, you know, looking at this formula, I thought, you know, it would probably be good for any kind of fungal infection. Now, there's the antifungals by prescription. A lot of them have a lot of really negative side effects, and they're very harsh. They're extremely hard on your liver. There's nothing in here that would be like that. Is that correct?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. And the thing about yeast in general, especially if you have a large amount of it, when you kill it off, you can do it a number of ways. You can take an antifungal.
Right.
You can take a number of herbs. There's all sorts of natural alternatives as well.
Right,
and
but we want to take
probiotics.
Okay, but we want to take something that's going to kill it off and not give us the detox of Herxheimer and kind of stabilize or balance that bacteria in our, and I hate to use the word gut, but in our lower digestive tract. So we don't have to keep messing with this all the time, because I have customers that come in and they'll do a round of this and that. And of course I stress the diet, and I think we should talk a little bit about that, but it's like, you know, I love to see my customers come back, but I like to see them get well and feeling better.
Exactly.
So
when you kill off yeast quickly,
yes,
that yeast will lie around and ferment. When that process begins, acetaldehydes, essentially toxins very similar to formaldehyde.
That does, yeah, it sounds bad already. Yeah.
That'll circulate back in the blood, and that's where you get that real bad detox or die-off sickness.
Ooh.
So Synthol adds in that enzyme blend to digest every component that yeast is made up of, so we can completely digest it before it has a chance to cause that Herxheimer reaction.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about that. The Synthol Digestive Yeast Cleanse is cellulase, glucoamylase, hemicellulase, amylase, protease, and serrapeptase. Now, I'm very familiar with systemic enzymes, and we're going to talk about that next time. I think you and I really need to drill down on this. But this formula already has kind of what we call a systemic or digestive enzyme blend in it. So what's that? You know, you've already said it's going to help to digest the dead or destroyed candida or the fungal bacteria.
Yes.
But what else does it do? I mean, I know it's going to help your body overall by adding those enzymes. Is the main purpose here just to kind of turn this, like we talked about the other day with the bacteriophages, Is this going to turn all of this bad bacteria into food for the good bacteria?
Well, essentially what it does is it breaks down each component of that yeast so that your body can just get rid of it.
Okay.
So we're really just trying to prevent that fermentation process from beginning so that we can create this gentle cleansing effect.
Okay. So we're going to get rid of the food that could cause further fermentation and food for yeast or fungus or whatever to grow and live off of. We're just going to take all that, take the dead bodies, and help that get flushed out of our digestive system.
Exactly. You've got this dead insidious organism inside of you that is made out of chitin, which is almost like a shell from a shellfish.
Like an insect or a shellfish. Yeah, right.
It's got a fiber component. It's got a protein component. So we've got protein, fiber, and chitin digesting enzymes in this formula. That's what that digestive enzyme cleanse is, so that we can make sure we completely eradicate candida.
Okay, yeah, I was kind of reading in there that the formula uses a particular potent blend, the protease for protein, cellulase, and the hemicellulase for the cellulose and chitin digesting. And chitin kind of, it's kind of like the keratin in your fingernails, very similar.
Similar to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the glucoamylase and amylase is for the carbs and sugar, and the serrapeptase, that is just the amazing one. That's the one that the silkworms use to break down and open up their, you know, little pod and you know, become a butterfly. But so that breaks down, and that's one of the most potent of all the enzymes. So very, very potent, and we'll get into that. But the protein in it, so it will digest the protein, chitin, and probably just about everything else, because serrapeptase is just a phenomenal enzyme, and of course it's, you know, something that our bodies can use. We're used to having these. In fact, I think we produce a little bit of these ourselves, don't we?
We do. And what I want to say about the serrapeptase is it's one of the strongest protein digesting enzymes on the planet, and
yes,
that's why we're using it. And any of these people that we're dealing with that have this systemic and digestive candida, they also have intestinal inflammation, and that's where a lot of this damage is coming from, because of that candida is causing inflammation.
So sure.
The serrapeptase will help break down a lot of those inflammatory proteins that are causing the stomach and digestive system to become inflamed. And so this will not only break down the protein component of candida, but it will also relieve a lot of that digestive inflammation.
Okay, now, just talking about that, I've had a lot of customers that get on the systemic enzymes, and of course this has that particular component, and they'll get a little bit of diarrhea. A lot of times it's because they've got undigested food that's still in their, you know, lower digestive system, in their small intestine, and possibly even into their colon. So this is going to help also not only get rid of the yeast and digest that and the candida and maybe possibly other funguses and help your body throughout, but it's also going to kind of cleanse your bowels a little bit too, I would imagine.
Most definitely. And,
awesome.
And we always tell people a little bit of loose stool is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a purge. It's a cleanse, right?
Exactly. And that's right. How these enzymes, so not only are you digesting, not to be gross, but a lot of intestinal plaque that could have been building up over the years.
Yeah.
It's going to help break that down and get rid of that sludge.
Wow.
But also, any of these toxins that we're digesting that are in the bloodstream or anywhere else in the body, that's how you get rid of them. Get rid of them through the urine and through the feces. So
wow.
If you're going to the bathroom a little bit more, just make sure you're drinking a little extra water.
That's what, yeah.
It's definitely a good thing.
You're on my page there. I always tell my customers, you know, anytime you're taking anything that may be cleansing or even, you know, even the doctors will say, you know, colds and flu, you know, drink the water, you know, help your body to flush those toxins out. Now, let's talk a little bit about the proprietary, I guess it's a blend of the probiotics.
Correct.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about that. It looks like you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different probiotics, 13.6 billion, which is, that's up there. I mean, you know, we used to talk about 1 billion being a lot, and I've seen things as high as 100 billion, but again, you've got a synergistic formulation here, so you probably don't need an uber amount of the probiotics, but why these particular ones? What's, you know, what do they do? Why 13.6 instead of 14.2? Tell us a little bit about that. I'm real curious why you've got this specific blend. I'm sure you studied and did studies on this.
Most definitely. So, Cintal is not just a yeast cleanse. It is a fantastic daily probiotic.
Anyone that
gets turned onto this product, maybe they did need to do some cleansing. Once they're done, they shouldn't stop and then go back to another probiotic and then eventually go back to the Cintal when they start feeling bad again.
Right.
Once they get from point A to point B and they start feeling as good as they should, now they can just take a daily maintenance of Cintal, maybe one or two capsules, and that should be their daily probiotic blend. So that's why we're using so many different strains. But the main component of this product, the B. subtilis, is the main spore form probiotic that we're using. And when I say spore form, most probiotics that you take are living bacteria.
Right. So the spore form is going to be a little hardier, isn't it?
Spore form is a lot hardier. That's why we call it Cintal Advanced Microflora Delivery,
AMD,
because it's a much better form of delivery. When we're delivering a spore, we're delivering a dormant life form.
Okay, but you've gone a step further here, too. You're using the capsule itself is an acid armor capsule. Tell me a little bit about that.
So anytime you take a product, especially living organisms,
right,
they're going to become susceptible to stomach acid and just the overall digestive process.
Yeah, we used to talk about, you know, you take these probiotics and they're done for unless they're an acidophilus, which means acid-loving, but like the Bifido and some of these, they don't withstand the acid in the stomach.
Right, so a typical probiotic, you can count on about 60, 70, maybe 80% of those CFUs that you're taking are going to be gone by the time they get to where they need to be.
Yeah.
So we use an acid armor capsule to protect the entire formula, even the enzymes, because they can become denatured as well from the stomach acid. We use an acid armor capsule to protect it, the whole formula, during its travels through the stomach. And so by the time it gets to the small intestine, now that capsule has been degraded and we're getting almost 100% deliverability.
Oh, that is just awesome.
One of the reasons the spore form, or excuse me, the CFUs that you saw there, the 13.6, there's not a significance to that number. That's just as much as we could fit.
In the cap. Okay.
In the capsule, because we have so many other ingredients.
Right.
But bacteria are there's many different sizes, even though we're talking about microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
You can fit a whole lot more acidophilus into a capsule and have a 500 billion product than you can a spore bacteria like B. subtilis. So that's one of the reasons it's far lower.
Right.
But with the amount of deliverability that you're getting almost, 13.6 billion of our product versus maybe, like I said before, 20 or 30% of another. So really, we're going to wind up supplying a lot more than what you're used to anyway. And you can really feel it when you take this product.
Oh, sure. I've seen it in action. Now, the cap also, on top of being this Acid Armor, branded, registered trademark, developed cap, which is basically cellulose, it is, of course, I'm sure plant cellulose, because this whole product is vegan, it's non-GMO, and it's GRAS, which is the FDA designation of generally recognized as safe. So you've got a phenomenal delivery system. You've got an awesome blend. I noticed you have the L-Plantarum. And L-Plantarum is one of those, I think it's the V299, which is the one that's really optimal. And that one is really good because it Plantarum means it likes to plant and go in and establish itself. And I see it in a lot of formulations when we're battling horrific gram-negative bacteria like C. diff and so forth that are just really devastating. And this particular formulation, I mean, it's got the subtilis and the helveticus, rhamnosus, the plantarum. It looks like a really phenomenal formulation. So you've got a really good formulation. You got a optimal digestive cleanse, blend, and it's optimized with the delivery system. Now, you also add prebiotics. Tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, okay, I've always know that bacteria, particularly the ones that are refrigerated, they don't have any food in with them. Now, this is shelf stable, so it's on the shelf. But a prebiotic is food, and generally the best source of prebiotics, and people all always get a little bit confused on this because it gets, you know, we talk oligosaccharides and all of this kind of big terms, and people get a little bit confused on that. But basically, the bacteria in your, and I'm just going to go ahead and say gut, but the bacteria in your gut like what we consider undigestible fibers. We can't digest it, but the bacteria does, and that's what they live on. And the best source of those is fresh fruit and vegetables. And so if you eat a lot of that, which I'm reading more and more and more on that, that, you know, we go back way, way back, millions of years, our ancestors, that's mainly what they ate. I think the meat was maybe 1 or 2% of their diet. We were basically vegetarians. And
it's hard to come by.
Did studies on, sure. Yeah, they did studies. They watched the monkeys and the other primates and so forth to see how they eat, and assuming that that's, you know, pretty much how we ate. And of course, I posted a lot of stuff at www.merryman.com. We also have a lot of stuff on our Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S. There's a lot of great information. We post things all the time. We've got a really good audience there too. So feel free to go to that if you're listening today. But the prebiotics, you're using isomaltooligosaccharide. Tell us a little bit about your prebiotic. I think it's phenomenal that you're doing that because you're giving food for the good bacteria.
Right. So we're allowing our products to have food right away so it can grow and proliferate as fast and as well as possible. I'll call it, it's IMO for short.
Okay.
I need to go over that whole long name.
Right.
But we're, again, supplying an undigestible food source for our probiotics to thrive. But the cool thing about IMO, we derive it from organic tapioca.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing about prebiotics is when bacteria consume these, anytime bacteria.
Oh, yeah, anything, you get the gas and bloating.
Right, there's a fermentation process.
Yeah. So, think of yeast, you know, and think of making wine and the bubbles and all of that. So, yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
So that can create some significant discomfort for many people. And so we actually used to use a great prebiotic called inulin.
Right. That's from chicory. That's really common.
From chicory.
But this is better, I think.
But that caused a significant amount of discomfort and pain. We did get a lot of complaints. So we sourced IMO. There's study after study after study that shows that it's just a fraction of, it creates a fraction of the amount of gas and bloating that an FOS or an inulin does. So as soon as we switched to IMO, we not only had this organic sourced ingredient, but we completely got rid of any discomfort. So we're making our product stronger with it, and we're not,
causing discomfort. That's what I want.
Any type of pain.
Oh, that's great. I guess the worst thing is you're going to maybe poo out what you need to. Maybe a little bit of nasty stuff, maybe a slight loose stool, but that's a good thing. And that's it's probably, when I encounter these things, it's only a day or so, or you know, it's not like you're gonna have to stay home or anything like that. It's just like,
no,
wow,
definitely not.
I just got rid of some stuff I needed to get rid of. So
okay, will be feeling good. That's
now
for
some fast questions before we run out of time. What is the best time to take this product?
Okay, so because it's systemic in nature, it does have enzymes in it, and we don't want those enzymes to break down any food that you have in your stomach. So it needs to be taken on an empty stomach.
Okay.
And for myself, I like to take it first thing in the morning. You know you haven't eaten anything all night.
Yep.
And as long as you wait about 30 to 45 minutes before you have a full meal, then that will be great. You can still have some coffee or some juice,
sure,
or whatever you have in the morning. We just don't want you to have a full meal that's going to hold those capsules in the stomach for
a
long
time. And we're talking about 4 caps here to initially do the job. How long do we need to do that for?
Well, it depends on how fast you want to go.
Everybody's different,
Some people will take 1 or 2 capsules, and that's all they'll ever take on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
Now somebody that does that is going to get the same results that somebody else that maybe wants to go as fast as possible and take the maximum 12 a day. Four capsules, three times a day. That person is also going to get to the same end result. They just may get there faster.
Okay.
So great. Most people are going to take four capsules in the morning.
Okay.
And they should do this for, you know, really give the product at least a month before you decide whether or not, you know, it's working.
Okay,
for you.
And then maybe continue on some maintenance too. So most products are like that. I tell people, you know, use up the bottle you bought, you know, and then
exactly.
make a decision. Now, can this be taken with other supplements?
Most definitely.
Yes. Okay. And it.
Many people. I always like to mention this. Many people are on thyroid medication, and they need to take that first thing in the morning on an empty stomach.
Uh-huh.
This can definitely be taken along with that, so it's not a
okay.
Not a problem.
And can you take it with the antibiotics, too?
I would recommend it, to be
honest. Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's what they're saying now, to take your prebiotics with the probiotics. You know, and it used to be no because they weren't going to do any good, but now we're seeing that they do. They actually do some work. And I'm reading here that it says, how long do you take it for? They're saying for the best results occurring anywhere from 1 to 2 months thereafter. And then, you know, you and I talked a little bit about this maintenance situation too. So we've got a product here that is symbiotic. It's got the prebiotics, the probiotics, the what I'll call systemic or digestive enzymes. I've seen it work. And I think, again, the consumer and the listeners out there, they really need to remember to maybe look at changing their diet. I know Doug Kaufman has got some really phenomenal information on that as far as the candida and yeast cleanse. So, I mean, you know, you want to...
Let me tell you one thing
sure.
real quick. I know we're running out of time.
Yes, we are.
But with this product, many people find that they subconsciously change their diet. So we don't tell you...
You don't get the cravings.
You don't have to get rid of sugar. You don't have to get rid of carbohydrates. Just take the product. And most people find that within a week or two, their cravings begin to change, and they just start leaving out those nasty foods that they wanted to get rid of in the first place. And many people will eventually lose weight.
That makes
so
a lot of
time and time again.
That makes a lot of common sense because, you know, the yeast sends out messengers. To say, you know, feed me, feed me, feed me. Bad bacteria does that. That's why we try to get the gut microbe, the microbiome, the whole digestive system. We want to put a lot of good things in there because it does influence psychologically. It does influence your body. I mean, that's absolutely been scientifically, clinically proven now. So, hey, Danny, I think we are out of time. It was wonderful. Hopefully the listeners got a good feel for that. And we're going to talk about systemic enzymes here in the future. And you have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Thanks, Mike.
It's always great to have a little laugh.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earth.